This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers, Parliamentarians and other dignitaries paid floral tributes to Baba Saheb at his statue in the Parliament House complex today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, leaders of different political parties paid tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at his portrait at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own, despite facing extreme difficulties, and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is due to the inspiration of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar that the country is dedicatedly engaged in realizing the dream of social justice today." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana today on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Hisar, Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at the airport ground, and after laying the foundation stone of the building of new terminal at Hisar Airport and inaugurating the air service from Hisar to Ayodhya, he will visit KL village in Yamuna Nagar district, where he will lay the foundation stone of new 800 megawatt unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram thermal power plant and compressed biogas plant at Mukharpur village. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Rewari bypass project and address a huge public gathering at Yamuna Nagar too. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on Odia New Year, Pona Sankranti, Vishub Sankranti. In a social media post, she said, "Pona Sankranti brings a message of love and peace to the society." President Murmu said that this joyful festival also inspires people to work dedicatedly for the country. She wished everyone happiness and prosperity on the occasion. India's pharmaceuticals and medical devices sector has seen a FDI inflow to the tune of 11,888 crore rupees from April to December in the financial year ended on March 31, 2025. Apart from this, 13 FDI proposals worth 7,246.40 crore rupees for brownfield projects during 2024-25 have been approved, taking the total FDI to 19,134.4 crore rupees. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi, wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case, has been arrested by the police in Belgium, a report claimed. The 65-year-old was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by a Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. The US will impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers, semiconductors and other components in the next 1 to 2 months. This was stated by the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick last night. The move comes a day after the US exempted electronics imports, including semiconductors, from reciprocal tariffs. Lutnick also highlighted the need to build chips and flat panel televisions in the US compared to relying on imports from South Asian nations.
So all those products are going to come under semiconductors, and they're going to have a special focus type of tariff to make sure that those products get reshored. We need to have semiconductors, we need to have chips, and we need to have flat panels. We need to have these things made in America. We can't be reliant on Southeast Asia for all of the things that operate for us. So what he's doing is he's saying they're exempt from the reciprocal tariffs, but they're included in the semiconductor tariffs.
Retired IIS officer Partha Ghosh expired this morning. He was suffering from jaundice and some other ailments for the last few days. He had served PIB AIR Kolkata, DDK Kolkata, CBC. He retired in December last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.